You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I've missed those magic words, A-Mac. I am hot. Yes, I am hot. It is hot in here. That's for damn sure. I go away for 4 days, 5 days, and it's a cauldron. It's hotter inside than it is outside. How do I know? I spent 2 hours and change outside. At Commanders Training Camp. Welcome in, everyone. Yes, I hope it is not as hot for you as it is for us in the venerable 980 studios where the air conditioner is still broke after weeks upon weeks upon weeks. Well, it's even worse now. Man. Somehow, some way, it was cooler in Las Vegas than it is in our studio, which is where I just came from. Vegas, baby. Sin City. Love that town. Although so much has changed in just the last 7 years since I've been there, when I was there for the Washington Capitals to win the Stanley Cup.
Did you bring back anything you didn't leave with? I'm going to take that as a yes. What was it?
I'm trying to think. I didn't buy anything. I didn't buy anything for anybody. I didn't bring you a gift, A-Mac. I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't referring to that.
I could have brought you a coffee mug.
I was referring to your nickname.
Oh. Now, see, you're going to get me in trouble with this ridiculous, stupid nickname that you anointed me, which has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, nothing to do. See, A-Mac is a little bit salty right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, because I snuck up on him when I came into the building. He was so enthralled by whatever he was watching on his phone. I snuck up on him.
I was gathering phone for this show.
I put my thumb right in his neck. And I scared the living bejesus out of him. And I don't know if I've seen the young man jump as high and as fast as I did in that one spot. I mean, imagine if I would have given him a wet willy.
I would have went to HR.
We don't have an HR department. We don't even have air conditioning. Never mind an HR department, for God's sakes.
Yeah, something would have happened. I don't know.
Anyway, so A-Mac is a little salty at me. I'm just warning you, boys and girls.
I'm not salty.
It's just a little bit edgy.
No.
I've been told basically to, you know, start being nicer to him, to not joke around as much, by people that listen to the show on a very frequent basis, people that I trust their opinion on, that I so appreciate their word. I've been told to be nicer to you. And, of course, it took me all of 30 seconds to scare the living daylights out of you.
One, I wasn't scared. I mean, you just have something touch you that feels like, especially in this office.
Right.
You don't know
you
what
got
it
scared.
No. Secondly, I'm not salty. I'm actually in a better mood today because I have my cell phone back. Didn't have my cell phone for a day and a half. So.
And you got your host back.
That is less exciting, but.
Damn. You know, I think I'm going to make an executive order that Cowboy B take over the show.
No, I'm just messing with you, Rooster.
You think we could swap spots here?
It's nice to have you back with the fresh haircut. And we'll talk about
I got the haircut before I left.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But it's nice to see it again. I think I only saw it one day.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to see your lovely and shiny face. It's good to be back. And boy, I mean, there was nothing that I missed, right? I mean, it was just like kind of a couple of quiet days at the end of July, right? I mean, there was nothing that happened. Oh, wait, that's right. While I was fraternalizing, while I was at the Phi Sigma Kappa convention in Las Vegas, proudly representing the guys at American University and the alumni club, and my guys, Bruce and Chris and George. George wasn't there, but Bruce and Chris were. And meeting with legends of the fraternity for several days and having just a grand old time. And dealing with other things in life that nobody needs to know about. While I was doing that, my phone kept blowing up. Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. Who could have seen that coming? Nobody. Nobody thought Terry McLaurin was going to request a trade, right? Nobody. Oh, wait. That's right. On July 11th on this radio station, I said exactly that. Now, I said it. I couched it to not make you people that mad. I said, look, by August 15th, I think there's a 20% chance that Terry McLaurin has either asked for a trade or requested a trade or been given permission to seek a trade. But this was on July 11th. This was even before, I think, Terry spoke at Eastern Motors. So, as usual, this show was ahead of the game. While all of you think I blow a lot of hot air and I don't love the Commanders and I'm this and I'm that, all the rigmarole that you hear, as usual, I'm ahead of the game. I'm ahead of the curve. I said it over and over and over again. Nobody was talking about a trade. Everybody thought this trade was, or this was going to be easy. Everybody thought there was nothing to see here, and everyone was wrong. Everyone was wrong. Except for your guy over here. How about that? How do you like them apples? Now, I think Linnell was on this train as well because I remember having the conversation on the air. But everybody thought, oh, Terry's not upset. Terry's just annoyed. Terry would never turn his back on the Washington Commanders, on the people, on the fans. Terry would not hold out of camp. Well, we saw how that went. Oh, Terry's back? Hey, he's on the pup list. That's cute. They must have a contract being formalized right now, right? I heard a lot of that. And then what? 5 days after that? Oh, hey, we're going to leak to Shefty through Terry's agent that we want to trade, that we want out. And then I saw an interesting little video clip. I think it was from Saturday's practice of Terry McLaurin giving Jaden Daniels' mom a hug. And there's Josh Harris. And he gave him a hearty handshake. No hug that I remember seeing, but maybe I missed it. But Terry's still here. And the message that the team is clearly giving to everyone in the media that asks, because they all ask, we're not trading him. Hell no. No chance. I mean, I've heard that too. I've heard that a million times from this organization, maybe not under this leader, from other organizations in town, to just about every sports franchise in America, and maybe even Canada. Oh, we're not going to trade him. We have no interest in trading him. And then 2 weeks later, they trade him. Right? Didn't Mike Rizzo tell the junkies a couple of weeks before they traded Juan Soto? Absolutely no chance, no way in hell are they trading Juan Soto. Maybe not using those direct words, but that was the message. It was clear. It was beyond clear. It was crystal clear. Jack Nicholson, whatever his name is, style. From A Few Good Men, if you remember that great movie. And then they traded him. Oh, we're not going to cut that. Oh, we're not going to trade. Oh, we love Jahan Dotson. And then they trade him. Oh, we love Emmanuel Forbes. And then they cut him. Right? So, I guess the point being is, when the team runs around and tells all the beat reporters, we have no plans on trading him, you can believe that. And that is the most logical belief and scenario. But you should know that that isn't 100% rooted in fact. And we have no plans to trade anybody or to cut anybody can often be very quickly changed. And then what happens by all you guys in the media, in the fan base? Y'all think the media is dumb. When reality is that the team immediately says, oh, wait, Terry requested a trade? Yep, that's true. Can confirm that. Filed it this morning, whatever. Oh, and by the way, we have no plans on trading him. And then everybody runs and thinks that's got a permanent shelf life and that that's never going to change. And nothing could happen to change those dynamics. How much you want to bet on September 7th, opening day, Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons are still in burgundy and gold and whatever that trash blue and silver is, or whatever colors the Cowboys wear? How much you want to bet? Oh, speaking of betting, I just got back from the betting capital of the world. One thing I'd like to do to have a little fun with, for those of you on Twitter, at WrestleMania621, or X, at WrestleMania621, or for those of you that call in on the phones at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, take your best guess as to how much money the old rooster lost in Las Vegas. I was there from Wednesday morning until late Saturday night into Sunday morning. So what? 4 full days. Closest to the pin. No prize. We don't have prizes around here, please. We don't have anything to give you. We have a bad air conditioning unit that doesn't work anymore to give you. Closest to the pin, how much money did the old Roosterini lose in Las Vegas? Hey, Mac, you want to take a guess early on?
Since you're compensated so well, I would say somewhere north of 1,000.
Okay. All right. All right. So what I heard there is, since you're compensated so well, one more reason why anything that comes out of the other side of the glass should be distrusted immediately. Anyway, if you want to take a shot, how much money did I lose in Las Vegas over 4 days? I would be willing to bet that Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons, two guys who requested trades one day apart, I would be willing to bet a good amount of money. I don't know what that is in your eyes, 300, 400, 500, whatever it is. I'd be willing to bet that that Terry McLaurin's in burgundy and gold against the Giants on September the 7th. I'd be willing to bet Micah Parsons on September 4th, I guess it is the Thursday night, is on the field in Dallas Cowboy colors after he said he wanted to go to divorce court with Judge Wapner to quit playing for the Cowboys. Please, give me a break, brother.
To give our audience a little more of a hint, how much time would you estimate that you spend that you spent gambling?
Well, I can't give those. I can't give that answer away because then it would make it pretty easy to guess.
No, it wouldn't. You could play blackjack and only lose like $100.
Maybe
for a couple of hours.
Maybe,
but you just don't want
to. I mean, people are just going to have to guess.
Okay.
They are going to have to use their instinctive hunch. I mean, I'm back from Vegas. Made it back in one piece.
He seemed happy when he arrived. Hence why he's putting his wet fingers on me.
They weren't wet fingers. It was a dry thumb in the back of your neck.
It was moist. Like you just had it in your pocket or something.
It was moist. Anyway, before we get in trouble for having too much fun, I would be willing to bet Terry McLaurin and Micah Parsons are back in their respective uniforms on opening day, opening night. I don't think this is the end of the world by any stretch for Terry McLaurin. Just like teams lie or just like teams say what they've got to say in the moment, players and agents do what they feel they have to do in the moment as well. And that's request a trade. Hey, did I get your attention now? Did I get your attention now? Did I wake your ass up now? I'm serious. This isn't just a ploy. But it might be if you're willing to pay me what I want or something close to what I want. Then it could be a ploy. For now, it's a message. It's a, hello, remember me? The guy that you're trying to pay $7 or $8 million under the market? Yes, you remember me. Hi there, how are you? My name is Scarence Terrence. McLaurin, they call me. McLaurin. Remember, I had 16 touchdowns in 20 games last year. Including the playoffs. One each in each playoff game. Yes, you remember me, right? Again, I think this is more of a motivational, more of a let's get going. Like, come on. Really? $25 million? $26 million? I know the number I heard from, I believe, Fowler was that he had heard that the Commanders were, I believe, up to like $27 or $28 million or somewhere around that. But if Terry McLaurin is at or north of 33, and we are here on August the 4th, that's not an insurmountable gap, but that is a worrisome gap. That is a gap that needs to be closed, and it still, by my definition, again, if it's even 33, which I don't know if it is based on the reporting, if it's 33 and the Commanders are at 27 or 28, and that's assuming that that's true, that's still a pretty significant gap to close. Not impossible, but a pretty significant gap. I've said my date for solving this is August 28th. I don't know why I picked that date. It sounded good at the time. I don't think that's final cut down day. I have to check my calendar. But August 28th was the day that sounded good to me. Get it done. Get enough practice time in. Terry could play a role, if not a normal role, September 7th against the Giants. Easier said than done. easier said than done. But at least unlike the Cowboys and Micah Parsons, they have a couple of extra days. That'll help. But Terry McLaurin, I did not see him today at the end of practice or even the, first 20, 25 minutes after practice. So I don't know what's going on there. I don't exactly know where they're at. But here's what I know. Since I left the air last Tuesday, when we knew Terry was mad, not frustrated, mad, angry, not unhappy, angry, people, for whatever reason, are scared to death to describe real emotion. When we left the air last Tuesday, since that point, Terry McLaurin has requested a trade. This is obviously my first chance to speak about it. Maybe it is for you. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you called Linnell. Maybe you called Doc. Maybe you listened to another show because you were missing me. Maybe you fired me off a tweet that I didn't see. I tried to answer whatever I could. Where are you at? Have you turned your back on Terry? And what date do you think it will be solved one way or the other? Because that's another component to this. Could solve it by August 28th in terms of him remaining with the Commanders. Or they could trade him on August 28th because they give up all hope. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Back in a flash as we just get rocking and rolling. Back to work Monday on the Team 980. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, as well iHeartRadio and TuneIn. And again, on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV. Come and join us, baby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Migos, and go figure, Lil Uzi Vert, is that right?
You make that sound so lame. Like, you make it sound like you've never read it before, even more.
Well, I'm just reading off the computer screen.
Wow.
I mean,
great job, Rooster.
Migos, I read fine. Lil Uzi Vert?
Y'all?
Is that his name? Notice how y'all, the guy y'all, had no problem signing on the contract as soon as he got the money he wanted and the clause he wanted. Y'all?
Yeah,
all these guys talk so much damn gibberish like somebody else I know, and they don't mean a damn thing. Remember when Myles Garrett demanded a trade and screamed about a trade out of Cleveland to, like, a tipped-over cow? Anybody that would listen. And then literally, like...
Well, it's leverage, right? Like, that's what you
do. Well, exactly.
You threaten?
Exactly. Which is why good, smart teams shouldn't fall for leverage. And shouldn't fall for a tactical play. Because that's all it is. I mean, Terry McLaurin can ask for a trade. Means nothing, guys. We know this. Right? If I'm Adam Peters and the Commanders, and I'm not trying to take sides because I really, really like Terry. But if I'm them, I'm like, what does this mean? Okay. You want to trade? Guess what? You know, I want a bagel. I want to sleep. I want to go on vacation. You know, it doesn't mean much. It's just another tactical PR stunt. That's what it means. For now, I could mean a means to a resolution. I mean, I'm not saying that anytime anybody requests a trade, they don't get traded. And I am absolutely not going to run around like I've seen plenty of people do, say, the team says absolutely they have no plans on trading him, so that means he is here forever. No, 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 no. That's not the way it works. And it will never work on this show that way. Ever. That's what the team is saying. Doesn't mean it's what the team will do and is doing. Saying is different than doing, obviously. Until you do it, what you say means not a whole lot. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get a phone call in here before the bottom of the hour. Before we get to Jason in West Virginia, we go to Rob in D.C. in the leadoff spot on a back-to-work Monday. What's up, Rob?
Man, Rooster, what's up, man? Welcome back. Welcome
Thank you,
back.
Brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Hey, man,
you.
I'm going to tell you this one. I had my coworker, my old manager, just tell me, he said, man, what does HTC stand for? And I was like, I don't know. He said, hand Terry the cash. And and you know, I agree 1,000%. And I'm going to use this little moment, my little segment to promote my sports group. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, the whole issue ain't the team. It ain't Terry. It is Terry's fault because he got these agents working for him. His sports group that he got working for him is terrible. And I got my sports group. Like I said, and I went on Doc's show. I went on Kevin's show, and I'm letting you know. If Terry wants to get the deal done, come holler at me. Come talk to me. Call me. I get the deal done. The deal would have been done 2 months ago because I know exactly what the team wants to offer. I know what Terry wants, and I know how to get this deal done. His sports group, the guys, his agent, they're trying to do something that because Terry is their big name prior, and they want more than what is logical. So you got to think about when you start thinking about what your sports group and you think about your agent, they got a percentage of it. Myself personally, I told Linnell, I won't go tell him. Myself personally, Terry, I want nothing from your deal. I want to get the deal done because I love this team. So, and all the fans, everything like this, y'all want to write Terry? Man, look, Terry, This is my PR stunt for you. Come holler, Rob. Crew 4822. You know who I am. Hey, come holler at me, and we're going to get the deal done. I don't want nothing. I'm going to take zero. I guarantee my agents will take 0%.
No commission. You're like Gilbert Arenas, agent zero. Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. I just compared you to Gilbert Arenas. That's probably not a good comparison these days.
No, I don't got no roulette table with my baby.
Yeah.
So I'll take Gilbert. But we're taking 0%, and we'll get the deal done. That little $900 to $1 million, Terry can have that. I want to win. I know with Terry here, this is Super Bowl contender team. Without Terry, I don't know. So you know what I'm saying. So I know what Terry's on. I know what his family's on. But I know his agent is screwing this whole thing up. This group is terrible. They are terrible. Look at Jeremy Chin should be a commander right now. But why is he not a commander? Look at that. This is pay attention to that. And that's the same group. That's the same group. I ain't gonna go these two. Jeremy Chin not a commander right now, and look at the reason why.
It's fair. That's a fair criticism.
This is my competition, so I'm going to be honest with you. So, you know, and Terry, I know, and think about it, Rooster, you're so good, I know they're listening. I mean, I know they're listening. Talking to people in the house, I know they're listening to you.
Well, if they're listening, then they're listening to me and to you, and you seem more confident that you have a solution. I don't know if I'm more confident after this, but what I would say is I'm not scared by this in any sort of way. Right now, it's easy to say this on August 4th, and I'm saying August 28th was the date that I picked for this to all be resolved, and if I was a gambling man, I would pretty much count on him being in uniform and all this stuff. I mean, that's easy to say on August 4th. Check back with me on August 27th and see how this has been resolved.
But the team needs Terry because I played football for a long time in my life. You know, a lot of guys, you talk to some of the guys who know me personally, I played football. He has to be there. It's not just be there as a face, but practicing. You know, it's the whole thing with the camaraderie. You see with Jamar Chase, you see how slow the Bengals started last year. Regardless of how good Terry is, it makes a difference with him being right there.
Absolutely.
And we don't have time to wait. We don't have time. Our window is now. And it ain't because we're not going to worry about dating age, but it's the fact that we were so close. Why not keep pushing? We right at the door. We was at the NFC Championship last year.
It's a good point.
Keep pushing.
That's
so 0%. Terry, made my group take 0%.
0%. All right. At the agency of Rob. There you go.
We get the deal done.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Yes, I appreciate the passion and the energy and the entertainment. I like it. 0%. Who needs Buddy Baker taking 5% or whatever it is? I mean, Buddy Baker seems like a nice guy, but he doesn't care about the Commanders. He doesn't care about how a new deal for Terry affects everything else. He cares about Terry, and he cares about himself. He doesn't care about the Commanders. All right, 301-230-0980. Quick trending alert, then we'll get back to the phones. Jason, hang in there. We'll be first up in the leadoff spot on the other side, right here on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, Commanders practice today. A bunch of players not at work, including Noah Brown, but a bunch of veterans were indeed. And one of them was Deebo Samuel, who made the great catch of the day, a diving catch over the shoulder along the sideline from Jaden Daniels. Lots of oohs and ahs, not only from the fans. Everybody happened to see it, and it was a doozy. Deebo Samuel working with a bandaged or taped up finger from his jammed finger the other day did not seem to affect him in any sort of way. A couple of contract extensions in the NFL are now in and being finalized. Caleb McGarry, offensive tackle for the Atlanta Falcons, a 2-year, $30 million extension, according to his agent. And multiple media reports. By the way, it's expected that both Michael Penix and Kirk Cousins will not play for the Falcons in their preseason opener. The 49ers have waived, amongst others, kicker Greg Joseph, the veteran, who was here for a little while, and they signed Fabian Moreau, a former third-round pick of the Washington then Redskins. Meanwhile, the Nationals, thankfully, are off tonight. They can't lose, which is a good thing because they did plenty of that over the last 5 days. Now five in a row and absolutely drubbed by the Milwaukee Brewers all weekend long. They welcome in the Athletics starting tomorrow night. And that's what's trending.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
No need, you know, like, there's just no need to do that and compare and talk and compare another man's money. Like, that's just not it. And so, like I said, around the NFL, I think there's more awareness maybe than there's ever been of teammates and contract and business. And so we don't address it. And this group is tight. And honestly, they're really focused on what they have to do in that time, knowing that behind the scenes, you know, they know Adam, and the guys are also working really hard at it too.
Oh, it's Dan Quinn from over the weekend on Terry McLaurin and dealing with the team and the team dynamics. And perhaps it's possible, I don't know. Somebody told Terry, you know, maybe to stay in the building because of the distraction it creates at the end of practice, which is when he was coming out, and to hold off a little bit while most of the fans are there, or while all of the fans are there, to come out and do whatever you got to do. I don't know. I don't know. I wish I was that tapped in. I'm not. And nor do I really care. I just react to what, you know, what is reported and what we hear, and we speculate and we think about, you know, our own things. But we did not, I did not see Terry McLaurin today. I left about 25 minutes or so after practice. So maybe he came out after that. I missed. I don't know. We will see. All right, back from Vegas, we will have a couple of Vegas stories for you. A shout-out to AMAX guy, Chris Searing. who's listening. They know each other. And his son, Tavis. Apparently, they are listening right now on the Team 980. As well, you can, too, on the radio. And, of course, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. So, shout out to Chris and Tavis listening now. Appreciate those guys. Luka Doncic was also in Vegas, apparently, over the weekend. Where, you might ask? We'll tell you later on. Terry McLaurin, to my knowledge, was not in Vegas. But in some ways, this is a bet. This is a gamble. This is laying your cards down. This is putting a bunch of chips on, I don't know, 36 on the roulette wheel, whatever. I don't know all the rules. I don't know all the power plays. But the point being is, this is a gamble, even though I don't really take this as any kind of significant step. It is a step to keep in mind, because there are some organizations where if a player or an agent says, hey, we want out, we want to trade, okay, I'll trade your ass to Siberia. You want to trade? Okay. I'll trade you somewhere you don't want to go. I'll trade you to a bad team. I don't know. Like, let's pick one that Terry might be unhappy in. New Orleans, maybe? I don't know. I don't have much. I guess they might be okay. You want to send them to Jacksonville so we could have, reunite with De'Ami Brown? Oh, okay. I don't think that's football Siberia, by the way. There aren't many bad places. But, dude, we're not going to reward you. We're not going to send you to a contender that wants to pay you. We're not doing that. It's not our responsibility to do that. We feel we're doing right by you. You feel we're doing wrong by you. That's okay. Human beings can have that division. But we don't have to honor your request and trade you to a good team or a good organization. We could trade you to the New England Patriots, a team that nobody thinks can really win this year. I think they'll be better. I think there are 7 or 8 wins somewhere in that range. We could trade you there if you want. And maybe they'll pay you. I mean, hell, look at what they paid Stephon Diggs. You want to talk about an outrage? Right? And if they were willing to stupidly pay Stephon Diggs what they paid him, my goodness, they might be willing to give you $42 million a year, Terry. Go ahead. But we're under no obligation to trade you to the Philadelphia Eagles or to the Green Bay Packers or to the Los Angeles Rams or, you know, a good team. We're under no obligation. So you have to always be careful. It is a risk. It is a gamble. It is a calculated gamble from the player, from the agent, to demand a trade, because there are some front offices that would say, okay, request granted. When if that's not truly what you wanted, you know, so we'll see. All right, let's get to Jason in West Virginia next up on the Team 980. What's up, Jason? Thanks for being patient. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me. Welcome back.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you.
So probably an unwelcomed or unpopular opinion, but I was reading a thing that said that why would the team pay him any more than $28 million a year? Because with the franchise tag and franchising him twice with his salary, you can have him for 3 years. So why would the team and for now we don't have a bunch of knuckleheads running our team? We got business people that are going to make good business decisions. Mm-hmm. Why would they pay him any more than $28 million a year?
So it's a great question, and I know it's something my guy Danny Ruye, like, I'll give him credit because he was the first one to outline it like this, and a lot of us have picked up on it, and it sounds like you've heard the same thing, and it's a great question, right? And ultimately, you're right. You are right. Now, I think it's like 28, 28 and a half next year projected. It's not exact. And I think it's projected to be like $31 million or something like that 2 years from now. Again, projected, not exact. Those numbers don't get exactly set for a little while. But to your point, right? So the only thing that I can think of that's wrong with that strategy from a Commander's perspective is this. You have to pay all of that money under the cap all in that same year, meaning, you know, if it's a, let's just say 29 and 32 on the franchise tags, not this year, but 2026, 2027, you are paying all of that money under the cap in that same year in pure cash. So Terry's cap number is, you don't get a break basically on the cap number. It's not a rising cap number as the cap goes up. It's all in 1 year, all in cash, all counts the same way. And you, of course, further risk controversy, anger, whatever it might be. You risk Terry getting a franchise tag offer or tender in mid-March and not signing it until, I don't know, September 1st, if he doesn't want to. He's not under contract. He's not obligated to sign it. He can't be fined. So those are the downsides to what you're saying and what others are saying. But I mean, absolutely, you're correct. They have had to be like, look, this is what we can do if need be.
Yeah, it just didn't. It just doesn't make sense, especially as an aging receiver, that, you know, keep on building in the draft, keep on, you know, working. You don't know what's going to come through after preseason, and just build the team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, there are, you know, JC, here's the one thing that I will say that I'm a little bit worried about. Like, if they wanted to take this short-term hardcore tactic, okay? And that is Deebo Samuel's not under contract beyond this year. Noah Brown is always banged up. Talented, useful, but always banged up. You can't count on him. Deebo Samuel's been banged up a lot, but he's not only that, but he's also under contract only for one more year. So if you want to take this short-term tactic, again, it's great, but realize that you might wind up catching yourself with your pants around your ankles. And again, they're going to have to weigh that, and I get that. I mean, I get both sides. I really do. To me, I think this is a tale of two negotiations or two markets, right? Because of the age, the market is lower in most teams' opinions. Because of the production and because of the position and because of what others have been paid, despite age, the market says this. So it's really two different markets, and they're trying to find a somewhat happy medium at one. And that's hard to do. I appreciate you, man. Thank you, Jason. Good to hear from you. Good call. All right, we'll get to more of your calls coming up in just a moment. Hang tight, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. I'll give you the answer to where Luka Doncic was and why he was in the same. As a matter of fact, I was less than a half a mile from Luka Doncic. And also, if you want to guess how much money I lost gambling over 4 days in Vegas, go right ahead. Take your best shot. Hit me with your best shot, baby. They once sang a song about that. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Once again, AMAC reminding me I'm hot. And yes, it is true. I'm hot. It is nuclear in the studio. Again, I am, Mr. POTUS. I am. I'm a little bit large around the trunk, but, you know, I am not a bad-looking sucker. I mean, I am. That's what he said. How could we ever doubt him? That's an open-ended question if I've ever heard of one in my life. So it's really hot in the studio. So what did I do? I went and made an instant cup of hot soup. I mean, I am an idiot. That is for sure. You could probably cut that up too, eh, Mac, and use that at your whim. Luka Doncic was in Vegas as well, and little did I know, was a stone's throw away. We stayed for the Phi Sigma Kappa convention at the Renaissance, right on Paradise Road, I think it is. The Sphere was, I don't know, a half a mile, if that, away. Luka Doncic was there. I should have ran over and congratulated him on his new contract. He was there to watch the Backstreet Boys.
Were you stalking Luka Doncic?
Well, if I was stalking Luka Doncic, I would have had to have known that he was actually there. So, no, I wasn't stalking him. But now that I know he was there, I should have invited him out to lunch. I think he would have enjoyed the lunch at the convention. We had a great lunch on Saturday.
So you wanted to ask him to a date?
Well, maybe. He's lost a lot of weight. He signed a new contract. He's in great shape. So apparently he went, and apparently a bunch of Lakers were there. The general manager, Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss was there. Players, Rui Hachimura, Jackson Hayes, Gabe Vincent, Maxi Kleber, J.J. Redick was there. Holy moly. Supposedly the Backstreet Boys, who played at the Sphere, are his favorite boy band. He signed the contract extension. They announced it Saturday afternoon. And then, poof, a couple of hours later, all the Lakers were there to celebrate with the Backstreet Boys at the Sphere. I wonder if Luka bought them tickets. Tickets, very expensive to that place. That place is amazing. My guy Bruce and I were at a cocktail party on Wednesday night, I guess it was, up on like the 14th floor of the hotel. And we look out the window. Actually, he saw it first. I wasn't even paying attention. He calls me over. He's like, look out the window. And there the Sphere is in all its living splendor and glory, just rocking and rolling with all sorts. And everybody that's been to Vegas or has seen it on TV knows what I'm talking about. This place is amazing. I didn't go in it. I saw video. One of our account executives was out there. I saw videos on social media from what it looks like. I've seen events. I've seen concerts on TV. I mean, I've got to go, right? But tickets are so damn expensive. But I think, as my guy Bruce mentioned to me over the weekend, he's like, or maybe it was somebody else, I can't remember. It's like, could you imagine that James Dolan, because MSG Properties is like, was involved in the building of this thing, and I guess they still own it or whatever. Could you imagine that dum-dum actually thought of this? The Sphere, man. Looked great. I don't know if I would have seen the Backstreet Boys. I mean, I like some of their songs. I don't know if I would have been jamming to the Backstreet Boys with Luka and crew. But congratulations to Luka Doncic. He was in Vegas. I was in Vegas. He didn't call me for lunch. I didn't call him for lunch. And then I guess I could have gone gambling with him after the show. But I had to come back to you guys. This is where my heart is. Not in Vegas, not with the Backstreet Boys. This is where my heart is, right here with you. On the Team 980, we're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. If you missed any of this fandangled first hour of the show, check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We still got to get to SummerSlam. We still got to get to more on Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. We still got to get to the baseball trade deadline, a couple of things to clean up there, the Nationals disaster, everything going on in the NFL. Oh, baby, we've got a lot going on a Monday afternoon on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.